T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve at 10 in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 6:30 here on a Tuesday morning. The Wall Street Journal reports federal authorities are investigating Boeing after last week's Ethiopian airline crash, which killed 157 people.
The Journal reporting that the day after the Ethiopian crash, a grand jury subpoena was sent to at least one person involved. Neither the DOJ nor DOT would confirm nor deny the reports. A DOT IG spokesman told Fox News investigations can be based on whistleblower reports or congressional referrals. That, while Ethiopia's transport ministry released preliminary results from the flight data recorder showing, quote, clear similarity to the Lion Air crash. It found the anti-stalling software, or MCAS, designed to counteract the MAX 8's tendency to pitch up at full power, had been activated, just as in the Lion Air crash.
In Washington, Doug McElwain, Fox News.
Police are investigating an aggravated robbery in northeast Wichita at a Circle K gas station at 13th and Oliver. Officer Charlie Davidson says police were dispatched to the scene early Sunday.
They contacted a 26-year-old female employee. She reported that she was outside of the business when an unknown suspect approached her, pointed a handgun at her, and demanded money. The suspect did take money from the business and then flee on foot.
The male suspect, described as wearing a light gray hoodie and gray gloves, black and white pajama pants, and a white bandana.
A 27-year-old Jetmore man died Monday in a crash in western Kansas on Highway 156, 6 miles east of Jetmore. Highway Patrol reports a car driven by Aaron Christopher Shelton was westbound on the highway when it went left of center and struck an eastbound pickup driven by a 59-year-old Jetmore woman. She was not injured. Shelton died at the scene.
Kansas Senate President Susan Weigel of Wichita and another key Republican say that Governor Laura Kelly's nomination of a trial court judge for the State Court of Appeals should be withdrawn.
Weigel and Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Rick Wilborn said Monday that they imposed Kelly's nomination of Labette County District Judge Jeffrey Jack. They cited tweets and retweets criticizing President Trump and expressing support for gun control and abortion rights. Kelly spokeswoman Ashley All called the Twitter post, quote, troubling, and said the governor's office is looking into them. Jack has been a Labette County District Judge since 2005. Kelly nominated him Friday for an open seat in the state's second highest court. Weigel predicted that the Senate would not confirm Jack. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
What is the fate of baseball's NBC World Series now that its longtime home, LD Stadium, has been demolished? Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
The NBC tournament is comprised of basically a play-in week and a championship week. So play-in week's going to have to permanently be placed somewhere else. We think X Stadium is where they're looking at. And then championship week can be played at the stadium. But we won't be able to combine those 2 weeks in the new stadium.
Longwell says the NBC Hall of Fame will have a home in the new stadium. Today's Wichita City Council meeting will have a late start at 6 p.m. to accommodate citizens who want to have their say about plans for the new stadium. Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show here on KNSS.
The Pentagon has a list of military construction projects that could be cut to help pay for a wall along the Mexican border.
A 21-page list of projects touches military bases for every branch from Hawaii to Maine and overseas. In all, the Department of Defense list tops $12 billion in military construction projects, far more than the $3.6 billion in military construction funding allocated for border wall funding in President Trump's national emergency declaration. Still, the Pentagon says not every project listed would be impacted, noting housing, barracks, and dormitory projects would not face cancellation or delay. Lawmakers from both parties have demanded to know if military construction projects in their states or districts would be scrapped. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A young woman who pushed her friend off a bridge last summer may not have to serve any jail time.
19-year-old Taylor Smith admits to pushing 16-year-old Jordan Holgerson off the 50-foot-high span at a popular swimming area near Vancouver, Washington in August. Video of the incident went viral. The fall punctured Holgerson's lungs, and she ended up with 6 broken ribs. Smith pleaded guilty Monday to misdemeanor reckless endangerment. She says at the time she didn't consider the repercussions. Prosecutors are recommending no jail time. Holgerson's mother says she and her daughter want this chapter of their lives to be over. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Cloud cover continues to spread into south-central Kansas with rain chances going up this afternoon, our high 61. Scattered showers through this evening, our overnight low 38. And we become sunny on Wednesday, tomorrow's high near 60. 60 and sunny again Thursday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 45 degrees. We have an east wind at 10 miles per hour. Stephen, 10 in the morning on KNSS, and taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radars this morning. Well, not much happening. A little cloud cover around south-central Kansas, but there are some areas of showers over to the east of Eureka, and all of this is moving to the east-northeast, up through Emporia to Manhattan, and then across along in, north of I-70 over to Hayes. So that's all to the north and east of here, moving to the north and east. Again, as you heard, we've got a good chance for rain later on today here in south-central Kansas. For right now, everything seems pretty good, just mostly cloudy. A Virginia police officer has been removed as a school resource officer and suspended from the police department amid allegations that he's a member of a white nationalist group. Chesterfield County Police Department says the officer was suspended pending a recommendation for termination from the police chief. The department's Office of Professional Standards is investigating. Apparently this guy was on social media, you know, talking about what a white supremacy is in a school, the public school. Not a good political mantle to be grabbing there. Now, here's the answer to the age-old question. How many movies, how many stories have been written about Jack the Ripper, Ted? The infamous serial killer.
Innumerable.
Terrorized London in the late 1880s. Apparently, we've got the definitive answer who this guy was. A forensic investigation published in Journal of Forensic Sciences has identified the killer as Aaron Kosminski, a 23-year-old Polish barber and prime suspect at the time. Kosminski was previously named as a suspect 100 years ago, and once again in 2014 in a book by British businessman and Ripper researcher Russell Edwards. But the latest finding marks the first time that Edwards' DNA evidence has been published in a peer-reviewed journal, according to the magazine Science. So this is pretty good, strong evidence, DNA. And they say it's good DNA. Jack the Ripper, believed to have killed at least 5 women in the Whitechapel district of London between August and November of 1888. 5 women killed in those days. Can I say this? That was a lot. Today? Really? We got serial killers who, number-wise, they're a lot more proficient than Jack the Ripper
120
was.
Years later, they still can find DNA evidence?
They had some DNA from somewhere. And, that stuff apparently never goes away. Jack the Ripper, identified. A Polish barber. Apparently proficient with a blade there, huh?
That was pretty nasty stuff.
Yeah, the Severe Weather Safety Program from Sedgwick County Emergency Management, they were off for a couple of days, but now they're back in and on duty tonight in Derby at the Derby Public Library. Of course, this starts at 6:30, and it is free and open to the public, and you can learn something about severe weather. They'll show you photos and video, I know, of clouds and how this works and what this looks like, and you may learn a lot. I'll tell you what. If I was a youngster in a science class, I think I'd go to one of those just for the extra credit and write up a little,
there you go,
little report on it there, and that would be very good.
Not a bad idea.
Hey, just a quick personal note. My grandson Nolan is going to Wichita State. Apparently, they got an assignment out there, and one of their teachers they're studying international whatever, and they're bringing in some foods from different countries tonight, and he has. He's going to bring in some baklava that my wife is going to make.
Okay.
We were in, you know that the baklava, if you know what it is, you have these sheets of fila dough, this really thin dough.
Which are just microscopic.
And they are what really make the pastry.
And there's about 100 layers of that.
Yeah. Honey and so forth.
And he's throwing some goodies in the middle.
You know you can't find that in Dillon's stores in Wichita, Kansas?
Can't get fila dough?
No.
Where do you get it?
She got it, but we had to drive over all over town to get it. We had to go to N and J's down there in southeast part of town. They've got it.
They've got it.
But, you know, it's one of those things that it's apparently too small an audience or, you know, market of people who want. Now, they used to have it. In fact, we look in the place where they used to have it in the
And what's there now?
In Dillon's, and there's something else, you know. So we asked somebody, and one of their great Dillon's employees made a couple of phone calls and said, no, we don't have it anywhere.
Yeah, they've got 8 billion items in the store, but they don't have phyllo dough.
You can probably buy a jump rope.
Mm-hmm. Or a couch.
You can buy
patio furniture for your back porch.
You can buy a diamond ring.
Yes.
But you can't get any phyllo.
And get an inoculation.
But you can't get any phyllo dough.
But you can't get any dough, yeah.
Is this any way to run a railroad? 6:39 now with Steve and Ted. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The cattle complex Monday had two-sided trading. The live cattle closed mostly positive, made more new hot contract highs, while our feeder cattle closed mostly positive also, with the best upside in deferred contracts and even a few new contract highs there. Cash cattle last week was a dollar lower than the previous 2 weeks, and the volume was over 81,000 head. Lean hogs all closed positive and made new contract highs again, except for the April contract. On the close yesterday, April live cattle, 77 cents lower, 128.32. April feeder cattle, 62 cents lower, 146.30. And April lean hogs down, up $2.22 at 71.02. Now, the wheat, corn, and soybeans gave back some of their positive gains that were made last week as they all closed on the negative side yesterday. The funds are still holding large net short positions in our grain and our soybean markets. And we saw yesterday the Kansas wheat crops put at 49% good to excellent, slightly lower than what it was the previous week. At the moment, May KC wheat's 3.25 cents higher at 439.75. May corn's up a half a penny at 372. And May soybeans 2.25 cents lower at 903.5. April crude oil this morning, 38 cents higher at 59.47. April gold, $6.40 higher at 1307.90. The June S&P, 9.75 points higher at 2850.25. While the June dollar index is 19 cents lower at 95.79. And June Dow Jones futures, 94 points higher at 26,059. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, how's things going this week? I mean, here we are. Spring is tomorrow. I know you're probably in a really good mood because of spring and all that, right?
You bet. I can't wait for spring to get here. I just hope somebody told Mother Nature about it.
Well, I think they have. It's supposed to rain a little bit today sometime. I'm sure you'll get some in Butler County today.
Yep, and it looks like we're going to probably see some more maybe towards weekend, too.
Mm-hmm. Good. All right. Thank you, sir. 6:41 now. Steve and Ted, keep it here for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Moves to take to boost retirement. Don Grant on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.